You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to the Titanium Life Podcast. I'm Armand Sadeghi, and today I want to talk to you about something that's really important. And what I want to tell you is this. Can we please stop labeling our children and people on this earth with these learning disabilities? I mean, are you kidding me? Are we taking our children that are maybe just a little smarter than we are, or a heck of a lot smarter than the educators who are labeling them with these learning disabilities? And can we stop putting these labels on them and telling them that they're not good enough and telling them that somehow they're going to fail in school and they're going to fail in life and they're going to fail in society because we just don't understand how they learn? And in most cases, because they learn differently than we do. And in most cases, they learn better than we do. I mean, have you ever heard of this thing called ADHD? Yeah, it's called billionaire entrepreneur. That's what it's called. So the next time somebody at a school, some idiot tells you that your kid has ADHD, say, thank you. I really wanted to be a billionaire. And now I'm glad my son or my daughter is going to be a billionaire entrepreneur. I mean, I sound a little upset as I'm saying this, but the reality is I am upset. You know, I don't like to see people being labeled. When you've been to my seminars and you listen to the things I talk about, I always talk about identity as being one of the most important things. And the thing is I see this where we take our children and we assign these identities to them. It's the same thing that doctors do when they tell someone, oh, you only have 3 months to live. You only have a year to live. You'll never walk again. Well, you know, these are some of the things, just some of the things that drove me away from medical school. You see, when you're in medical school, you're taught some of these things. And you're told that, hey, you know, this disease means this and this means that. And you prescribe this pill and that pill. Now, I was blessed to be at the best medical school on the planet, Harvard Medical School. And, you know, they've gotten away from a lot of that. And I'm so honored that I got to be part of that amazing program for 2 years where we really didn't do those kinds of things, right? And they didn't teach you to label people. But still, it's just an inherent part of medicine. But with these learning disabilities, what we're now doing is labeling kids with these ridiculous, ridiculous things. I mean, in some cases, we're taking the advantages that these children have and we're making them disadvantages. In other cases, what we're doing is we're taking something that may just be, hey, a kid is not trying or a kid is just not exerting himself or putting him or herself 100% into something. And we're saying that, oh, it's okay because you have a learning disability. Well, that's the kind of stuff that we're going to have to end. It just doesn't make sense. You know, I have two little girls. They're 3 and 4 years old as I make this recording. And I am not going to be okay with anyone telling me they have a learning disability. It's unacceptable. And in most cases, because these learning disabilities are truly made up. I mean, let's look at them. Let's look at a few of them. All right, I already mentioned ADHD. This is this thing, if you haven't heard of it, is where they tell you your kid's brain is screwed up because he or she can't pay attention long enough. Have you ever thought that maybe they're just smarter than you are and their mind is racing and they're focusing on the next thing while you're still talking about their last thing? Or maybe, you know, it's not such a positive thing. Maybe your kid just doesn't like to pay attention. Maybe your kid isn't focused in school. So maybe if your kid has ADHD, you know, and I'm doing a little quote sign as I do that. So for the rest of this podcast, whenever I use these labels, please understand, I don't believe in any of this stuff. There is no ADHD. Right? And we shouldn't label people like that. But, you know, maybe if someone thinks your kid has ADHD, hey, maybe it's, you need to tell your kid, look, kid, pay attention. When you're sitting in class, focus on what we're talking about. I mean, some of you are listening to this podcast and your mind's probably wandering. Well, hey, you don't have ADHD. Maybe I'm just boring. You know, so focus on what I'm talking about if you don't want to have ADHD. Right? Or if your brain is advanced enough where it's listening to what I'm saying and it's running on to 7 different thoughts, hey, maybe that's just because you're smarter than the rest of us. And maybe that's a good thing. Right? And then there's this thing, dyslexia. Dyslexia. People get the order of things wrong. I mean, really? Am I the only one here who personally thinks I have pretty much dyslexia my whole life? I mean, okay, so we get the order of something wrong? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just reality. That's life, right? And a lot of these kids who are labeled with dyslexia, what it really is that their minds, once again, are just running faster than us, right? So the kid is trying to say something or is reading something. And what's happening is their brain is able to process more than their eyes can take in at once. Or the brain is processing more information than the lips and the tongue and the mouth are able to put out at once. So the order gets screwed up. So we're taking a kid whose brain power is higher than other people's. And what we're telling him is you have a learning disability. And now that's your excuse for failing in life. You know, it's just ridiculous that we do these things with our kids. So what should you do with your kids? What should you do if your kid has some of these things? Well, the first thing you do is you congratulate them. You say, hey, you know what? You realize the fact that you can't get these words in order or letters in order is because your brain is faster than everyone else's. And you know what you tell them to do? You say, you know what? Hey, let's slow down your thought pattern. Let's slow down your brain. You know, it's amazing. When I was a basketball player at Saddleback College, my coach, Coach Brummel, who was an amazing basketball coach, told me something one day that was revolutionary for me. He pulled me aside and he said, Armand, you're the worst player on the team. He really said this to me. Of 12 players, you're the worst one on the team. And he said, and you know why? I said, why? He said, because you have a 4.0 grade point average. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Am I studying too much? And should I take time off of studying and spend time in sports? And he said, no, Armand, you're way too smart. You're out there overthinking stuff. And your brain is racing, so you're going crazy out there. He's like, but the rest of these guys, they're not thinking their way through basketball. They're feeling their way through basketball. And he says, they're out there, and they're just letting it flow. And they're slowing down their mind. And he said, that's what I want you to do. Just slow down your thoughts. Think less thoughts, and just move more slowly. And as he's saying this, I'm like, of course, you know, my brain is going like, ah! And I'm like, no, I got to go to the next thing. I got to do this. I got to do that. Right? But he tells me this, and it was revolutionary. And that season, I went from being the worst player on the team, number 12, to being the second worst player on the team, which let me tell you, that is an accomplishment, all right? That was a big step for me. But, you know, these learning disabilities, we tell kids to have these learning disabilities, and you got to hear some of these other ones. I mean, I couldn't even believe some of this stuff. As I look it up, I'm like, are you kidding me? We're calling this a learning disability? You know, have you heard of this one? Dysgraphia. Dysgraphia means, oh, you have a problem with the way that you're seeing things and, you know, writing and reading and stuff like that. You have bad handwriting. Hey, maybe it's just because you have crappy handwriting. I have really horrible handwriting, right? But it didn't stop me from being successful in business, from being successful in sports. It didn't stop me from any of that stuff. To this day, my handwriting is horrible. Well, thank God when I was a kid, no one told me about dysgraphia. Because if they had, maybe I would have thought that I'm too stupid to accomplish anything in life. I mean, dysgraphia, we're going to put a label on that? Once again, I'm going to say, if I have dysgraphia, I mean, so far, I think I have all three of these things. I'm definitely ADHD, right? Because I can't pay attention to save my life unless I sit down and I say, you know, this is really important. I'm having a talk with my wife. She's telling me about something important in her life. I need to pay attention. I'm speaking with an employee. I need to pay attention. I'm sitting in an important seminar. I need to focus. I'm listening to a podcast that could change my life, and I need to focus. And then guess what happens? I focus. But I've got ADHD. You don't think I have ADHD? How else would I have been able to have so many entrepreneurial ventures throughout my life? Of course I have ADHD. Dyslexia? My goodness, I can barely say the word dyslexia without getting the letters wrong, right? Dysgraphia? I can't wait till you see my handwriting because I want you to see how bad my case of dysgraphia is. I mean, it's insane. And then I saw this one. This is one that I literally just learned about. Dyscalculia. Dyscalculia. Okay. What that means is you can't do math. So basically you're human. I mean, really? My best subject in school was math. Okay. But math is a hard subject. Dyscalculia, you can't do math. Maybe you should do a few more of those multiplication tables. Right? Maybe if your kid has dyscalculia, maybe it's because he's a freaking great artist. I mean, not every brain has to go 2 + 2 = 4, you know, 10 times 3 equals 30. Like, what is that? Now, my brain happens to do math pretty well. But what is that? Have you ever tried to see me sing? Have you ever tried to see me play an instrument? Have you ever tried to see me draw something for crying out loud? My goodness. I mean, my 4-year-old kid now officially draws stick figures as good as daddy. And I'm scared because by the age of 5, she's going to pass me up. But we don't go label me with some, I bet these days they are. They're probably saying there's some learning disability where you can't, you know, do really pretty drawings. And for that reason, I don't know, I should be pulled out of class for 2 hours a day and go put in this other class where they tell me I'm stupid. And that should be an excuse for me not to succeed in school. I mean, it makes no sense, my friends. So let's not label people. Don't label yourself with these things. Don't label your children with these things, right? I mean, dyscalculia, again, are you kidding me? Who on this podcast who's listening to this thing doesn't have dyscalculia, right? Hey, if you're not getting your math homework done right, maybe you should just spend a little more time on it. And if there are any parents out there, if you have kids, have them listen to this. Because here's my message to the kids. Look, I love the youth in this country, in this world. You guys are our future. Don't let some label that someone's putting on you get in the way. Prove them wrong. In fact, if they've told you you've got dyscalculia, what I want you to do is I want you to get an A in your next math class. And you know the way you're going to do it? Work harder than everyone else and prove them wrong. Because I guarantee you, no matter what learning disability they've labeled you with, you're going to have no problem getting an A in the class as long as you put your effort into it. I mean, there's other ones like dyspraxia, where there's issues with your motor skills and, oh, you can't grab a pin correctly and you can't do this and you can't do that. I mean, my goodness, you know, maybe just some of us develop certain things faster than other things. Not every single kid has to be able to, you know, at the age of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, be able to do everything every other kid their age can do. We all develop differently. It's just the broad range of human beings. And that's what makes us beautiful. I mean, what do you want to make a bunch of robots where we're all exactly the same? What if we start looking at these learning disabilities and start looking at them as advantages? You know, all these different labels, and I'm not naming all these learning disabilities and all the different things that they're labeling kids with, and I know they do it for good reason. I get it. Some of you listening out there are like, Armand, but there's funding and this and that. I get all that. But none of that funding is going to make up for the fact that we are setting our children behind. We are taking away their future by convincing them that they're not as good as everybody else. And I will never do that to my kids, and I will never allow someone to do that to me. Thank God these things didn't exist when I was in school. Because for those of you who know, you realize I dropped out of high school my junior year with straight Fs. I used to get Cs, Ds, and Fs all throughout school. And finally, my junior year, I dropped out with straight Fs. But you know what? I went back to school years later and got straight A's, a 4.0, got myself into UC Berkeley, and then went on to Harvard Medical School. Now, I'm not telling you that to impress you. What I want to do is I want to share with you that it wasn't a learning disability that was holding me back. It was the fact that I didn't like to study. It was the fact that when I was in class, I didn't want to pay attention. So for all of you parents out there, do yourselves and everyone a favor by not ever telling your kids they have a learning disability. Don't give them a label. You know, if you are going to give them a label, change it to a positive label. Instead of telling your kid he or she has a learning disability called ADHD, tell your kid that his brain runs faster than the other kids and he's going to have to learn to slow it down. If your kid's got dysgraphia, tell him, hey, maybe it's because his brain and his eyes process more information than a normal person does. And so once again, they're going to have to slow down. And you see something in common in every one of these cases, you just have to slow down. It's not like these people are slow. These people are actually fast. All these learning disabilities, whether you're talking about ADHD, dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, dyspraxia, all of these things, all it is they just work faster than we do. So we've taken some of the people who are the elite in the world and we've said there's a problem with them. And why? Because we don't know how to educate them. See, our educational system is created for the masses. Our educational system is created for maybe 40% of society that falls right in the middle. We do not know how to educate the people at the top, and we don't know how to educate the people at the bottom. And of the top and the bottom, interestingly enough, we are the worst at educating the top. That's the thing. Why do you think you see these people who've dropped out of some of the best schools in the world and then gone on to have some of the biggest companies in the world and change the universe? I mean, change the world in a way you can't even imagine, but they didn't even make it out of school. Why? Because the school system doesn't work for them. Now, I'm not against our systems. Listen, we've got the best educational system in the world. I don't care what anyone says. People love to attack the United States educational system. BS. We didn't put man on the moon because we don't have good systems. You know, we are not at the cutting edge of just about everything in the world because we're not educating our people. And it's not just the United States. It's so many other developed nations and developing nations these days. You know, our education systems are actually pretty darn good, right? But they could get a lot better. And that's what the message today is. But our parenting can get a lot better as well by telling our kids the advantages they have and what we expect of them, because we want our kids to thrive. We want them to thrive through life, not survive through life. If you want your kids to survive, you are not fit to be a parent. You should want your kids to thrive. So let's get out there. Let's stop telling people that they have learning disabilities. Let's see it as what it truly is, which is a learning advantage. See it as what it truly is that they're smarter than us. Their brains work faster than us. And let's see if we can just get them to slow down their brains a little bit. Maybe if they slow down, they can have even more learning. They can have even more passion. And they can get even better results in school, in life, and in everything else. So for all you kids listening to me out there, if you have ADHD, I welcome you to the Future Entrepreneurs Billionaire Club. I hope you and I can spend time there together. If you have dyslexia, congratulations on having a brain that works faster than your mom's, your dad's, your siblings, and everyone else in your classes. If you have dysgraphia, hey, good job. Your brain works fast and your eyes work really fast. If you have dyscalculia, hey, maybe you should just focus a little bit on getting your math right and slow down your brain, because math is really hard when your brain goes 6,000 miles an hour, all right? And dyspraxia, hey, again, why don't we just slow it down? Maybe the reason you have dyspraxia and you know your motor skills are this and that, maybe it's just because you're trying to move a little too fast. Slow down. Please come back to Earth and join the rest of us, normal human beings who are not as gifted as you. And maybe you can save your gifts and use them at a different time. That's my message to you kids who've been labeled with these ridiculous things and other ones. I only mentioned a few of them today. All right. So, hey, thank you so much for joining me on these podcasts. I've got some really amazing episodes coming up. And here's my challenge to you today. If you like this podcast, I challenge you to please tell other people about it. I do this because I want to change the world. I want to make people's lives better. I don't do this for some economic gain. That's why I'm doing this podcast. And this is not some paid program. I'm putting this out there for free. So my challenge to you is this. If you're listening to me and you enjoyed today's podcast, I challenge you to get at least 5 people today. Today, not tomorrow. Don't leave it off for next week. Get 5 other people to listen to this podcast and help me change the world. And one of the ways you can do that, if you're on social media, make a post that talks about this topic. In your own words, make a post about it. And then say, please download Armand Sadeghi's podcast, Titanium Life, and just tell people to do that. But by doing that, you're going to spread the word. And when people hear about a specific topic, they're much more likely to go find it. So tell them about this episode. Tell them about these learning disabilities and help me spread the word. Let's make the world a better place. And anyone out there who doesn't believe what I'm saying is true, I'm happy to have a conversation with you about it. In one of my future episodes at some point, I want to interview people who disagree with me. I love that. I'm going to bring in some experts who disagree with me on this topic, and I want to have a very good conversation with them. I'm not going to attack them. I'm just going to have a conversation and let the listeners make their own decisions. So if you disagree with me, great. Listen to my next podcast, because I love people who disagree with me, because those are the people I can learn from. Again, I challenge you to get this information out to everybody you can. These podcasts are about making your life better and helping you be the best that you can be. So let's have you also help others be the best they can be. I love you all, and I'm going to leave you with one important message, as I do every day. Lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.